Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl?
Yeah. Ooh.
Say, ooh. Breaking
we
up.
We share and care with love all through the land. Educate, and communicate, and collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening from all over the world, to all our listeners. It is Tenet Tuesday, and this is Waking Up with Linda McChan, and Stephanie Haynes will be on here talking about that chakra number 3. You know, we have to stay balanced here. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you get to your goal in education and workshops and writing. But we focus on our youth over here. You know, it is important to be healthy. Very, very important. And we bring on the chakra series to keep us connected so that we can take care of and know what's happening with ourselves. But those suffering with diabetes, that's an ugly, ugly disease. A disease that is telling you that there is no cure. It is a cure. But if you want to get some information, there's a master class happening on Saturday, August 12th. Diabetes Transformation Masterclass. There's no cost. You want to sign up. You want to listen to Dr. Glenda Davis can tell you the information and the education will shock you. And for those of you out there who cannot wake up early on Saturday morning, I suggest you just stay up all night. You do not want to miss out on this education. You must heal to live. And you can, you must, and you will defeat diabetes. That's what she's all about. And that website is www.diabetestransformationmasterclass.com. Again, www.diabetestransformationmasterclass.com. Get your seat. Do not miss out on this. You need to educate yourself. You need to unlearn, to relearn, to live out there. And this is no joke, okay? And I'm going to tell it to you every time I get your ears. And another thing, we have to pray and send our good energy out there. We have a friend that's in Maui, okay, Hawaii, and there is a hurricane there. She said there's no lights on, so let's send her all of our candles that are lighting and that are beaming so that they're safe over there and she gets back here. That is our friend. And when we talk about unity, what about Montgomery, Alabama? They, you know, that is what I call unity. It was a shame it had to show up that way, but that's what it's really, really all about. Okay, we're going to get started here. This is Tele Tuesday. Our topic is chakra number 3. And Stephanie Ames will be on with us shortly. Miss Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Womb, is every woman. She can show you how to keep yourself balanced and make sure that you do what you have to do out there. Stephanie, welcome, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing greatly, Linda. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm glad that everything worked out. We can talk about it if you wish, but yay. That's all I have to say on this. We're listening. We're waiting on this chakra number 3 as we're in this series here, and I'm going to give you all your time. We appreciate you coming on, sharing, caring, and educating us about who we are and how we can keep ourselves balanced and many, many other things. And I know that you are doing a series with the healing of the womb of Black women in wellness. I saw some information, so please do not leave us without giving us that information, okay?
Okay. All right, so good evening, listeners. Hello to everyone. So today we're going to talk about the third chakra, and it's the solar plexus. So personal power is the ability to take action. The personal power is the ability to take action. Mm. That's a quote from Tony Robbins. Now, as the third of the chakra, the solar plexus, is the last in the trio of the lower chakras. Now, the Sanskrit name for the solar plexus chakra is the Manipudra, which means lustrous gem, which is located in the mid-tarsal around the navel. Now, this energy center is also found at the mid-back. Now, in many ways, the solar plexus serves as our personal energy center as it relates to our personal identity and power. Core of who we are as individual and governs our self-esteem. Our willpower and the ability to achieve our goals. Now, when the solar plexus energy are balanced and flowing, we have a strong sense of self that cannot be shaken. Now, this manifests as confidence in who we are and what we want. Now, as well as the belief and the grit to accomplish our dreams. The innate self-confidence and ability to be true to ourselves and also enable us to transform with the tides of life. Now, when the solar plexus is imbalanced, it governs the very essence of who we are. If it is not functioning healthy, our lives will be off kilter. Now, signs of an overactive solar plexus include being egotistical, controlling, and power hungry. Now, in our quest to get what we want, we may be obsessive and perfectionist, leading to both disappointment and feeling drained when our desire do not manifest. Now, too much energy flow from this chakra can result in being hyperactive and exuding manic energy. Now, then crushing afterwards, you know, just like you're eating sugar. Then all of a sudden you have this high, and then you crush, right, and become very lethargic, right? Or even after drinking an energy drink, it's the same thing. Now, in the case of an overactive solar plexus, we might struggle with being authentic, having self-doubt, and been confused about our identity. This all leads to a lower self-esteem and insecurity. We may have difficulty manifesting our desires and feel depressed as a result. Now, we might think we are at the mercy of fate and feel that life is to us rather than being lived by us. Now, the solar plexus rules the parts of the body nearest to it, the abdomen, the organs, stomach, liver, gallbladder, spleen, and pancreas. Now, when the third chakra is imbalanced, we may experience physical and emotional symptoms such as bloating, digestive, irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, or a leaky gut, nausea, indigestion, fatigue, lethargic, difficulty concentrating, restlessness, agitation, gallstones, liver issues, pancreatic disease, such as diabetes. Now, when the solar plexus chakra opens and activated, we will experience a range of physical and emotional changes, along with sensations of heat and tingling vibration in that area. Now, given the chakra proximity to the stomach, we are likely to experience some digestive issues such as nausea, bloating, constipation, or diarrhea. before you heal. Now, on an emotional level, it's normal to feel more sensitive than usual. Now, all insecurities and self-doubt, it can resurface. We may be early triggered and feel jealousy and the need for control, the result of a rampant ego rearing his head. It's normal to feel anxiety, emotional disturbance, opening, and the rebalance of the solar plexus. But as with the physical symptoms, this is usually a short-lived purging process. Now, in addition, we may experience fluctuation in our energy as the solar plexus, like going from energy high to a low. Now, we also may feel restless, which can result in difficulty sleeping. But rest assured, any insomnia is also usually temporary. And let's talk about the goddess, the archetype, the warrior. Now, the warrior is a sacred mixture of masculine and feminine energy. This goddess archetype for the solar plexus chakra has a strong sense of self, is spirited and energetic, and has the will and the power to pursue her goal. Now, she represents the physical strength and the energy, leadership, and courage. Now, there are many historical warriors revered in different religions and cultures, as well as in art and literature, including Freyja and Norse goddess of love and war, Durga, the multilingual Hindu goddess and the protector, and the Buddhist Bukasi, the queen of British Celtic tribe, who led the uprising against the Romans. Now, their name, culture, and race may be different, but they have a very strong sense of self. They were brave and strong and had the willpower and the stamina to pursue their cause. To thy own be self be true. That's what Shakespeare said. And the warrior goddess remind us of this. Consider the essential role the solar plexus chakra plays in both being our true self and having the belief and resolve to live our best life. The benefits of taking on the trait of the warrior are clear. She reminds us that being who we are truly or is not only safe, but also essential for our well-being. Now, when we become a warrior, we connect to our own power source. We stand up for everyone and others, and we become strong force for good in the world, benefiting both our own lives and the world at large. Any question? That's for Linda.
I had to mute out because, you know, I'm over here going and agreeing. No, I kind of like that. You said that give me the names of, we were talking about the goddesses, the Hindu, the Buddhist. What was the Buddhist goddess name?
Oh, we didn't have a name for the Buddhist goddess.
Oh, okay. Well, we know that's universal. Okay, that's all I have. Continue. I'm over here writing and smiling. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. We love these chakras. And we love you.
All right. So the solar plex chakra stones, we're going to go into the stones now.
Yes.
All right. So you will notice that many of the crystals and the precious metals that related to the third stone, I mean the third chakra, have a yellow tone. The journey, the sunshine, like a life force for the powerful energy point. Now pyrite, historically confused with gold, pyrite is often refused to a full gold. Pyrite range in color from a pale yellow to a vibrant gold or silver. Now, this stone was used in ancient time to create a spark and fire. Thus we can use pyrite, ignite the spark of our true selves. It has a masculine energy, and it has a stone of action, strength, and will. Now, as with most stones, you can get raw or polished pyrite. I recommend a very large site for your desk or workspace and a few smaller tumbling pyrite stones for the mental, for meditation and the rituals. The next stone is citrine. It's a beautiful bright stone with yellow hue. Citrine enhance your energy and stamina and represent abundance and manifestation of all sorts. Now, this stone is powered by the abundance and all sorts. Now, this stone is powered by the sun and can promote confidence and boost self-esteem. Now, a polished citrine pot can sit on your altar or desk and is healthy. It's a healthy stone. Now, and it's good to use while you're doing your meditation. And the next stone is the yellow agate. Now, often known as the revitalizer. The yellow agate helps foster the self-acceptance, boost self-esteem, and promote positivity. using a few small tumbling yellow agate stones directly on the solar plexus chakra in healing sessions for meditation with them can foster a ritual of reconnecting to your true self, giving you a regular boost. Next stone, amber. This bright and cheerful stone helps clear the mind and enhance elements, fear, all helping align the precious energy of the solar plexus. Now, wearing jewelry with amber stones can help the third chakra aligned. Wearing a combination of amber and gold is particularly powerful and one of many favorite ways to connect to your solar plexus. Now we're going to go into the essential oils. Now each of the recommended essential oil for the solar plexus has refreshing and vibrant scents, energy to promote the healthy functioning of this energy center. Now the first oil is lemon. Now this uplifting and invigorating citric oil has powerful energy influence on the third eye. Diffusing this oil can bring a sense of well-being, ultimate. You can also mix it with a carrier oil and use it as a body moisturizer or massage oil. Okay. Is there any question, Miss Linda?
No, I'm fine. I'm over here. I got it going on. But let me ask you, when you say lemon, you can mix that lemon oil with what? What was the other ingredient?
Okay. You can mix it with another carrier oil, like almond or coconut.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Then we have grapefruit. Now, grapefruit is another citric oil that can help move stagnant energy. And this oil properties help heal digestive issues. So it makes for a powerful massage oil when they blend with the carrier oil. Now, when it's a diffused, it lights a fragrant scent that can also help reduce stress and lift your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have ginger. Now, ginger oil has a very distinct, warm, and spicy aroma. And it is wonderful for steaming, for inhalation, to help awaken the solar plexus chakra. It is also used properly with the carrier oil to stimulate the third chakra and help alleviate any digestive issue. All right, and the next one is peppermint. Now, peppermint is one of my favorites. It helps to stimulate the mind. Simply sniffing the oil can help provide relief from the stress and the mental exhaustion. Now, mixing it with a carrier or dabbing some on your wrist and temple is helpful ways to boost your energy, your level, and spirit on a daily basis. So we're going to blend. We're going to talk about blending the oils. And then, Linda, we're going to finish next week with the activations.
Okay.
The visualizations and the reflection on next week.
Okay. That's fine. Yes. So we'll
all
make
right.
this part one, and next week will be part two. Let's do our blend.
Yeah. And then we do that first part of part three, and then we go straight into part to the fourth chakra. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right, so the personal power blend. The purpose of this solar plex chakra oil blend is to help connect with yourself and empower you to fulfill your true desire. You can use this oil regularly when going through the process of opening and rebalancing your solar plexus. And whenever you need an energetic lift, it's a reminder of your true power. So get a pen and paper to write this down. You're going to take 2 tablespoons of almond oil or another carrier oil, you know, like coconut oil, avocado oil, whatever kind of oil that you would like to use. And then you're going to take 3 drops of the lemon essential oil, 3 drops of grapefruit, and 2 drops of pepper. And you're going to take your dropper, and you're going to put in a 2-ounce bottle. Now you're going to pour the almond oil into a dark glass bottle using a dropper. Add essential oil. Cover the bottle and swirl it lightly. Number 3, massage the oil as needed onto your abdomen, your mid-back, your temples, and your wrist. And remember, this only for external use only. You do not ingest this. All right, Ms. Linda, so much for having me this evening. And we
Stephanie?
Will pick up on next week. Yes.
All righty, we appreciate it. I know I will check with you possibly tomorrow on the event that's happening on the 10th and get some more information about the black women. And we can just, because the 10th is coming up, but if you have a moment, when does your series start with the healing of the wound? What day is that?
We're going to start that in the month of September.
Okay, that will work. Well, Stephanie, we appreciate you. We understand this day has been crazy. I will be checking with you. Get your rest. And listeners, we're going to move into part 2 of chakra number 3 with the visualization and the activation and move right on into 4 next week. Stephanie, we love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening and take care of yourself. I'll be speaking with you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you so kindly. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.